This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Did you miss me? Come on, come through. I always like to say, yeah, we've been here. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look at, you know, welcome to the chat rooms, to the show, to, you know, I want you involved, I want you engaged. I know some of you are out there on Facebook, and that's where you get involved, and that's where you engage, and good for you. We have a chat room at our website. We can watch this, so you can listen, you can get involved with others in the conversation. You find that at TheRealSide.com. TheRealSide.com. Zoe joins me after the break. You know, Alfonso and Rachel, I always enjoy his time with me every week. You know, I keep threatening to do this. I should just do it. But, you know, as we're talking about what's going on, and you're listening to Biden and Kamala and the rest of them talk about this stuff, think of the people the Dems have supported in the past, and I'm going to do a deeper show around this. When you think of the things, you know, Robert Byrd, the Dems have always supported, you know, always supported amazing people like Jimmy Carter. One of the well-known racists of the party. Do your own homework. I mean, some Dems listen to the show and go, oh, why do you keep saying that? Do your homework. The man would not build a black school on the same side of a school for blacks on the same side of the street of a school for whites. He's afraid they'd bump into each other. LBJ, open racist. You know what he said about blacks. You know, Billy Bob Clinton, they supported him to no end. The sexual assaulter, the rape master, the one that had to pay money to get out of the situations that he was in, and his wife, Mrs. Billy Bob Clinton, victim shamer, big time, called the women that accused him of rape gold diggers, right? And then they let Weinstein, look at what he got away with. They were okay with that. Maybe he went on forever with that. Then you got AOC, Tlaib, Hill, and what was the other one? Presley? All of them country haters. We're going to talk a little bit more about Hill in the second hour. You know, she's got a new movie coming out about how she was, you know, unjustly removed. We had to get rid of her because she was an inspiration to young girls. God, I hope not. Really, I just hope not. Mean, nasty, vile person, took advantage of her staff and others around her. You know, they say that either Pence or Kamala answered many questions last night. I don't know if I agree with that. I do think that Pence danced around some of the issues. I don't know why. He could have had perfect answers for them. But, you know, I don't want to do Monday night quarterbacking. But remember, Kamala could answer a bunch of stuff. You know the reason behind it? Because it would have just really just flattened their campaign. When Pence was saying, look, you're going to raise taxes on the average American. Oh, no, he's not. Well, yes, he is, because he said he is going to repeal Trump's tax cuts. That would be a tax hike on the average family. You can't deny it. Nobody can. Most honest CPAs will tell you, look, the reason, and boy, you guys have got to learn simple math, some of you. Not all of you, but some of you. If you are paying less in taxes, because you guys were all excited when Trump first passed it, and you were getting fatter paychecks every week, you were excited about it at the end of the year, you went, oh my God, last year I got $4,000 back, this year I got $2,000. You got it in your weekly check. You do not need the federal government holding your money at 0% interest. You can have a lot more fun with it. So yes, it will drive your weekly paycheck down. You will not take home as much money. Right? Now they're talking about these sponsoring the New Deal. You know, and they're making up these numbers like you're gonna add 700 million new jobs. Well, I use that because, you know, Biden will forget anyway. They were talking about bus drivers that were driving under Obama. People that were driving buses from one plant to the other as new jobs for the green industry. Going, are you serious? Is that what we're going to get down to? That's not a new job. Because whether those were gas plants or green plants, somebody had to be driving them back and forth. That green bill was insane. Would have added trillions of dollars to the bottom line to the deficit of this country. No comment on China? She got a boyfriend there or something? Why couldn't she say anything? Biden, remember, he promoted most favored nation status and pushed for China to get entry into the World Trade Organization. Hello? And look what they're doing. Remember? China, we would eat the lunch. Well, apparently they're having dessert on us. You know, and what is he going to say when his son received, what, over $1.5 billion from China? Right? Well, not to mention Ukraine and Moscow and a few other places. So, I don't get it. I do not get why some of you on the left just don't see this. I mean, there were over 200,000 jobs, maybe 300,000 jobs, lost in the manufacturing world under Obama, and he said, this is the way it is, this is what the future looks like, we're not going to be doing that stuff here anymore. What's he going to wave, a magic wand, and get them all back? Yeah, Trump had the get out of the way wand, 500,000 manufacturing jobs came back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. So join me after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons.
We are back. Here to the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RIDGE-ROW. 855-732-5568. Told you, we're getting closer. I know, I keep teasing you. We're getting closer to some major changes on the show. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I told you about the video platform that's coming about. It's like 97% there. I'm one of those guys, got to be just right or I ain't interested. But, you know, I so much appreciate your patience and your time. We're gonna have a lot of fun with that. It will be one place we will not have to worry about being pulled down from. Serious. And it's about time. I am so anyway, let's just get on with it. I'm Joe Vecino, your host. Always a pleasure. Guess who joins me? That's right, Alfonso Rachel, who I lovingly refer to as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, which you have to catch. What is wrong with you people? I mean, seriously, you're talking about this stuff. Go grab it. Take a look. If you don't like it, it's really simple. It's like the old days. The old days, we used to shut it off. All you got to do is go to a different video. It ain't that hard. Zoe, you awake, man? Keeping you awake, man?
I'm working on it, man. Yeah.
I see you with the double coffee going on over there. Hey, listen.
Double coffee.
I heard there was some real demonic activity the other night at the vice president debate.
was it the presence of Beelzebub, the Lord of Flies, or something like that?
Well, yeah, apparently when at one point when Penn started talking, right, a fly landed on him, which invariably means that the devil was present in the room and was, you know, very much in line with Pence. Does that bleed over? See, they're going to call me a racist, you know this. But does that bleed over to Obama when the fly landed on it? And the fly didn't just land in somewhere in his hair. It landed right on his lip.
Hey,
he was enjoying what was coming out of there, I guess. I don't know.
It's a touche kind of thing, man. It's like we called it, you know, when it was landing on Obama. Said, oh, look at demonic activity. You know, the Christian conservatives were doing it with Obama, and now they're doing it to Pence, you know. And the thing is, but I'll say this. It's probably the fly landed on Pence because of all that BS that Kamala was, like, throwing on him and stuff like that. And I guess the fly got confused. And that's what I've been trying to tell Republicans all the time. It's like, look, do not give these people a foothold to be able to put this stuff on you, and that's what Republicans have been doing a long time. And don't get me wrong, man, because Mike did a great job. I mean, a great job against Kamala Harris. That balance between being graceful, but at the same time being gritty, he balanced that out, like, really good, man. He did that really good. But, yeah, man, all that stuff, it's like she just threw it on Mike, and that fly said, yum, let me go land on him because he's the one covered in all the doo-doo.
No, it was, you know, obviously we're live when it's on, but I'm picking up bits and pieces of it. I'm watching what's coming across over my shoulder at the closed caption stuff, and I'm going, I cannot, and the look on her face, you know what I'm saying? It's like, no.
That's why the fly went to Pence, man, because it saw her and got scared. That fly said, let me go where it's safe, man. My tongue might shoot out of her mouth or something like that and suck me down to her belly.
Ain't going to land on her. That might be painful.
Right?
Well, seriously, again, I realize that people got mad at him. They actually got mad at him for being mean, bullying, assertive to a woman. And I'm thinking, okay, when you're there on the debate stage, it's not male against female, black against white. It is candidate against candidate. And if you can't handle it, what the heck are you doing there? Right?
Totally contrary to their narrative, man. They talk about this equality and stuff like that, and women are empowered, and they can do whatever a man can do and all that sort of stuff. And the second she starts getting, you know, the boots put to her ideology, then all of a sudden he's the big bully picking on a woman. And you know, it's like, man, come on. She's supposed to be Superwoman, Wonder Woman, whatever. She can handle it.
Yeah, there were jokes in the 70s, women's equality, right? You know, women's lib, equal rights, all this other stuff. Until you take the open seat on the bus, and then they're staring at you like, what, you're not going to get up for the women, right? And I just always laugh, and I go, yeah, oh, I see how that works. Okay, yeah. If it's raining, you want the cab, even though I was in line first. Okay, got it. You know, total different animal. So, you know, we talk from time to time about Christians being, you know, obedient and doing what the Word says and the whole nine yards. And you hit on this, and this is why you people have to go check them out, okay? You hit on this the other night in your video about Christians submitting to government, so to speak. In other words, doing what the government tells you to do and what have you. And I said, sure. So when Marx or Hitler says, here, go take out that group of people, you just go do it because, hey, it's the government. I got to do what the government tells me to do. And I get emails from Christians who will say, we're supposed to be submissive to the government. Matter of fact, one guy sent me an email and said that this country was started in disobedience to God. Because they were running away from the authority, the king, to start another country, and they should have stayed under the king's rule. What says though?
you already started it off, man. It's like, yeah, are you just supposed to do everything that the government says, even though when they say wrong? And they gotta square this up with Paul when he starts this whole thing, man. He says, look, man, I'm speaking to those who know the law, right? You got to know the law, not just the chapter. You got to know the law, which means you got to square all this stuff up, and you got to understand the difference between good law and bad law. I mean, if we're supposed to go by this so-called status manifesto, authoritarian manifesto that Paul put up, then I guess slavery should have stayed legal and all that sort of. And we should just go ahead and keep abortion legal.
Yeah, what are you complaining about it for, man? You're supposed to be right.
Yeah, we're just supposed to be okay with it. I mean, these are the obvious things, man, but or at least the things that should be obvious. You know, we should be preaching to the choir here, right? But, you know, but you got to recognize the difference, you know, between good law and bad law. And it doesn't matter who it comes from. Like, say, for instance, if you got the most left-wing liberal legislator or executive in office, and they say that, hey, talking on your phone is against the law, and you're going to get a ticket or you're going to get fined or whichever for doing it, that's good law. You got to know the difference. Even if it's coming from a bad person, you got to understand it. Well, actually, that's sound law. Because if you're looking at your phone while you're driving and you're so interested in your life and what's going on with your, you know, who's emailing you and all that sort of stuff, that's idolatry because you're more interested in that than the safety of the people on the road. So that's more than just obedience to this heathen in office who made a law. That's obedience to God, you know, and you've got to know the difference.
No, I totally agree with you. I love to sit back and listen to people talk about these things and watch them dig themselves deeper and deeper and deeper into a hole. Because, you know, if that's the case, how many people in the Old Testament did against it, went against what the king's edict was, right? You know, Daniel praying, hey, all right, yeah, sure, whatever you say, Kingo, I'm going to go pray now. Not to you, though.
Right. And let me say for the record, man, I'm not trying to, because that's something I got to wrestle with myself, just going back to my analogy about driving. I got to fight myself even on that, like, you know, grab my phone, dings or something like that, and I go to reach for it, stuff like that, you know, and sometimes my wife's like, hey, put that phone down. I'm like, yes, you're right.
Yeah, well, you mean you don't keep staring at it? Some people turn it upside down. I know. I got bad habits, too. Anyway. Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Zoe is going nowhere. I've got him locked in. Look at him locked in a cave over there. Be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New figures from the Department of Labor show a slight drop in unemployment claims last week. About 840,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims, down about 9,000 from the previous week. The report said the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits also fell to around 11 million. Officials say that while new claims appear to have leveled off since August, a still historically high pattern is still concerning. President Trump says he's out of the next presidential debate after the Commission on Presidential Debates announced the October 15 debate will go virtual. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel tells Fox News the commission is hurting the election instead of trying to keep debates safe.
We just had an in-person debate last night. So why are they changing the rules and not following the science? Why aren't they talking to the candidates? Why aren't they talking to the candidates and saying, hey, if you test negative, let's go in person? This is not good for the voters. That's what I care about. Voters deserve to hear these candidates in person debate.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. We're back. Joe Fusini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Thank God I don't turn the mic on during the break. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Remember, if you go up to the website, right, simply either sign up for the text alerts, and that's easy. You text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, or just sign up for the email blast. You can stop them at any time. It's not like it's permanent, not like a bad tattoo. You can get rid of it anytime you want to. Anyway, but the guy that I want to bring on, I don't want to waste his time. I always enjoy the time that I have with him. Alfonso Rachel joins me. He's the host of Zopium Den, the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study in Zoloft. Hey, listen, tell people where they get your music and check out the Bible study.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and you can catch my my shows, the Zopium Den, the Zoloft, my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, my audio book, A Solid Right Cross, you know. Stuff that I'm just a Chinese rock gospel.
You got that voice,
yeah.
Though. You could do an audio book.
Yeah, thanks, man.
They ended up smashing a cassette, you know, after a few minutes or something.
Nah.
So, where were we? I forgot where we were. There we go. Yeah, go ahead.
And speaking of which, you know, I had to do an audio book, man, because, I'll just be frank, man, my writing skills suck. I try to write like how I speak. Right?
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Because people say, hey, where can I get your book? It's like, you can get my book here, but I really recommend that you get the audio book. It'll make way more sense to you than trying to read, you know, unless you really, like, know what I sound like, it'll make sense. And I even have a free version of my audio book that folks can listen to if you want to get the book, fine, get the book, but there's a free version of my audio book. That you can hear also, the way it makes more sense.
You're a nicer guy than I am, you know? I mean, seriously, I look, my book is now 4 years old, and it's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. My sequel is going to be Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping Straight White Guy. I want to do everything I can to pour fuel on the fire. Well, think about it, right, Joe? These are all labels that the left has put on us to try to make us cower. Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, you're right, man. They're good at manipulating words, man, and like us. And, man, I'm still going to – you got to be sound like a broken record, Joe. That's why I keep telling conservatives, man, don't give them an inch to be able to do that. And Republicans often, they give these liberals everything that they need to flip around the language. And Republicans keep falling into that trap.
We do. I'll give you that. We do. And you know, again, they talk about I was screaming about this under Ryan. I go, look, you scream at the Democrats and how much they spend, and they don't know what a budget is. And then Ryan gives, you know, just hands Obama the $1 trillion budget, and you're going, is anybody going to push back? Is anybody going to say anything? And now, right. Even in the last 4 years, you're seeing these budgets come across and you're going, hello? Anybody home? I mean, weren't you guys screaming about this a week, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
So yeah. You're right. You're exactly right. We tend to at times do. The only thing I will say with the really egregious stuff, I know it's the wrong thing to say, I'll put up with this if I get that. But this has been one of the most pro-life administrations.
Sure.
I don't know, since Roe versus Wade came into existence, if you would.
Right.
So I'm with, I want some wins, especially there, don't you?
Indeed, Joe. But see, here's the thing. In policy, yeah, we're upholding good policy. But, we got to remember that we're governed by our consent. And when you have a culture that misunderstands who you are, have been made to be prejudiced against who you are, you can have these great policies. It doesn't matter if it's economic policy. It doesn't matter if it's moral policy, if you will. When you have a culture that's conditioned to not trust you because they're given over to being constantly inundated to have prejudice about you, your policies can be all good and fantastic. They'll be unstable. Right. Just like how Trump, was able to oversee this recovering economy and get it all robust and stuff like that. That fell out really quick in the culture, because like when COVID came in, people shouldn't have been so ready to listen to the COVID thing, but they were ready to listen to it because they've been conditioned to believe that Donald Trump is a xenophobic racist and all that sort of stuff. And that's what they went with and didn't want to believe him for anything. And just like that, the economy just came to a screeching halt. Things like that, man, is what happens.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I talked about it in the first segment. And I said, the constant beat on Trump and Republicans and conservatives for being, racist and whatever conversation you want to go around with. I said, they seem to have forgotten their relationship with, Margaret Sanger, Jimmy Carter. I mean, one of the biggest racists that they ever elected as president. LBJ, he was no angel either, right? Bird was another one.
Right.
They seem to totally have forgotten the escapades of the Clinton family. We go down the whole list: Wiener, Weinstein, AOC. And none of this you can find anywhere.
Right.
I don't know. Go ahead.
If I just say, Joe, while you're gathering your thoughts, man, sorry.
That'd be an hour or two. So go for it.
To give conservatives an idea of what it looks like when they give Democrats this foothold to be able to do what they're doing, it's even like with the debates. And I'm like, even though Pence was doing really good, it's like, man, no, don't give him that, Pence, because he's like saying there's no systematic racism, right? There's no systemic racism. But you got Republicans out there all day saying that there's no systemic racism. It's like, look, Republicans, when you keep saying that, you have just given the Democrats an out to own up to their racist history. And what they're going to do is that they're going to use that running room to put it on you. One is people who are ignorant to it and people who are apathetic to it. And that exonerates Democrats. That leaves them free and clear. And then they're going to say that there's no systemic racism while bringing up Kamala Harris's prosecution record and how dirty she did black folks. And it's like, do you understand that right there is a full-on example of systemic racism? And you're going to let Democrats get away with that? And it's like, conservatives, you've got to be consistent, and you're always giving the Democrats a chance to wiggle off the hook with it every time.
I had an elected official in the state of California who I gave a hard time to because he signed on to giving money to colleges specifically to help young black ladies get abortions. And I said, how could, I know your background, I know this, I know that, you promised us this. How could you sign on to that? And he says to me, do you know that 42% of my constituency is black? And I said, do you understand what a racist remark you just made? The black women need help aborting their babies, so either you don't want any more black babies, you're saying they're so promiscuous they can't control themselves? Are you serious? Did you hear what you said? And I'm telling you, in all honesty, totally oblivious to what rolled out of his mouth.
Man, and not only is that racist, man, that's profiling. That's supposed to be taboo also. You're profiling these people for abortion. So... So the bottom line is, Joe, is that, yes, if there's Democrats, that, yes, there is systemic racism. And Republicans keep letting them off the hook with that by making the case that there's no systemic racism. Well,
I'm with you. I know where you're going. I would say, yeah, there's systemic racism. Why don't you stop it? You guys brought it on.
That's right.
Right?
Right. Like when Donald Trump was being when he's being asked to denounce racism, it's like, and it's white supremacy. Of course, I denounce racism and white supremacy. That's why I don't vote Democrat. That's why I'm not a Democrat.
That's a great. But listen, go back to the thing with the legislator for a second. We've been conditioned, though, right? Think about that. We have been was that person's response to me because they've been conditioned to believe that the black community needs that help and that we would be coming against the black community if we didn't help them? Or do you think that person maybe just was implying that there was systemic racism in the situation. But you see what I mean? Have we been conditioned to believe that we can't vote against that stuff or else we're voting against the black community?
Yes, man. And I'm going to kind of rabbit trail to answer that. I'll try to be brief. It's like, man, it's like Oprah. I think my wife just sent me an article by Oprah Winfrey, man. And they're doing an interview and they're bringing up eugenics, right? And saying that Hitler modeled his eugenics. We know the story, right? That how Hitler modeled his eugenics program after America. It's like, no, he didn't model it after America. He modeled it after what Margaret Sanger was doing, right? Margaret Sanger, who was a Democrat. You know, this is where they get their ideas from. These people are on the same. It's these people who are on the same frequency, man. But see, Oprah Winfrey gets to run with that narrative. If people get conditioned to believe that, yes, abortion somehow is freakishly empowering, knowing that these kind of things are actually evil. They're totally conflicted, man.
No, it's so true. And people don't realize that Hitler actually wrote, while he was in jail, wrote a letter to the leaders of the Democrat Party here in California. He was impressed at how they were getting rid of at the time, the American Indian, right? I mean, people don't even know that history. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, got to go for a break. See, I only bring informed people on. That's why I bring him on. Anyway, be back in a minute. So, go for it.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process service called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back.
See?
Told you we would be. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do all kinds of meaningful stuff. I got stories up there, I'm telling you. I even asked some pretty good questions. I get you to think, and I think that's the problem. I want you to think. You know, let me bring him on, though. And Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. He's the host of the Zopium Den and the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. And it is anti... Listen, I was looking at your vids the other day. You just did a cover version. What was the song?
The Freak.
The Freak. Look, really? You?
Yeah,
you were
man.
In diapers when that song was number one.
Disco diapers, baby. Yeah.
Throwing your bottle back at your mama. Seriously.
Play that song again.
I was watching you do that going, oh, my God, I danced to that. I hate to admit to it, but I actually danced to that song in a discotheque.
That's right.
Of the day, but anyhow. They playing
that's
that
why
heathen,
I like you, man.
Playing that heathen music for your friend. I get it.
Man, disco music was probably about as pure as the driven snow compared to what we have today, man.
Well, at least they were honest about it, right? They were telling you there was nothing hidden in those songs, right? I want to get freaky with you. Yeah.
Well, you know, there didn't have to be anything. Well, I think the freaky kind of stuff came out in the 80s, but after all that cocaine set in.
There you go.
But I think... with disco, man, disco was just like, hey, you know, we talked about love and all that sort of stuff, man, and we kept it still pretty PG-13, man. You know,
yeah, but it was love with anybody, anywhere, as much as you wanted. Okay, I'm sorry. I think they were pushing the limits a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I want to rock you all night long, and if your husband shows up, I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? So
what song was that? Maybe I was too young to understand what they were talking about at the time.
No, well, that's true. That's true. I mean, some of the movies of the 70s I've gone back and looked at that I thought were extremely innocent. I was like, whoa, I didn't catch that the first time.
Oh, yeah. Like Kung Fu movies. I remember, like, in the 70s, man, Kung Fu movies, the one that they used to play on, like, Channel 5.
Yeah.
Those were just, you know, it was just Kung Fu movies. But those movies were straight up cut, though, man. Those movies were very R-rated, like the original movies. I can't find, I was watching, I just wanted to tune in for old times and wanted to watch Kung Fu movies. And before, there was more boobies than there was, like, Kung Fu. I'm like, what's going on here, man? I had to freaking turn the channel and go, you know, practice my own Kung Fu.
You know, Charlie's Angels, not so innocent. You know, we thought they were pushing the envelope. No, they stuffed the envelope, licked it closed, and nailed it. Right? So it's just amazing. But, you know, that's part of it, too, when you talk about the Bible tells us we're supposed to guard what we put in our mind. We're supposed to guard what we see, what we listen to, that kind of stuff. And I try to tell our Christian friends, you have to do that for your kids, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right? You're not an old, I'll use your term. You're not an old fuddy-duddy if you start turning off these movies that are questionable, or even these TV shows that are questionable. You know,
right. My
wife laughs at me. So I can't believe I'm going to say this. But every once in a while, when I just want to go brain dead and I don't want to have to worry about anything, I watch shows like The Golden Girls, right? I mean, because I can relate to Sophia, the old Italian lady. And but seriously, what could possibly come up on that show that would be offensive, right? Gomer Pyle. What could come up on that show that would be offensive? Although today they wouldn't let you do it because it makes fun of the Southern people. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. That's you know, my wife and I, we did watch like Perry Mason, Columbo,
every night.
Barney Miller, you know, Dragnet. We did those shows, man. Those shows were great.
Dragnet.
And,
oh my God, you can't get any more white bread than Dragnet.
Man.
Joe Friday.
Jack Webb, man, he could, once Friday, man, got his rap going, because he had, like, them long dialogues, man, he just schooled him, man, it's like, dang, man, I just dropping some, like, just mic-dropping knowledge. That's not white, man, he can throw down.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had a pastor on the show last week, and we were talking about some of the things that are going on, including, you know, the internet and doing things live on live streaming and stuff like that. And I said, you know, you guys missed it big. And you missed it big when TV first came in because it was offered to pastors first because the networks knew that, you know, they could get some things going on. They got pastors on there. I won't say we were a godly nation, but we definitely were in tune to godly things, and they could have got a lot of traction. But no, it was the devil's tool. We wouldn't be using that to get the message out. And now they're even slow in getting stuff, you know, this pandemic, or whatever you want to call it, I'm going to call it the hoax at that level. You know, this thing comes around, and here was a perfect opportunity for them to really not just reach their own, but reach the masses, was it not?
Definitely, man. Yeah. Once again, you know, sad to say, man, that, you know, the church, you know, dropped the ball on that, man. We had that standards and practices. That's a long forgotten thing, man, like standards and practices and stuff like that, and, you know, a board that would, you know, monitor what was going on there. But, you know, we lost basically the First Amendment war. It came out that all of a sudden free speech is what's more important. You know, so we have the right to free speech. It's like, yeah, but even in that amendment, the right that comes before free speech is still free religious exercise. And, you know, we had, it's like that's what comes first. You know, we got to square that balance up. And man, these people, they use a lot of this entertainment information, man, and it works. It works. And it's why we dropped the ball on that, man.
You know, I've been telling, and it's backed it up. I'm taking this constitutional coach class from Patriot Academy. And it backs up what I've been saying for years, which is, look, our founding fathers, you know, I try to envision them sitting around, and they're discussing the First Amendment. And I'm sure that one of them said, every citizen should have the right to swear and yell at a cop 3 inches from his face, you know, and that. I'm sure that's exactly what that was about. And I said, you know, you people don't realize something. You could, if you badmouth the king in the square in a conversation, the cops could walk up behind you, the sentries or whatever they had, could throw you in jail and you'd never be seen again. That First Amendment right of freedom of speech was all about you being able to speak against the government. And again, not to take it over, but to complain about the government, and it was okay. You can complain about the mayor or whoever, right? I mean, it was never meant for us to be disgusting people.
That's right, man. That's why it also includes the language peaceably assemble. You have the right to peaceably, have a redress of your grievances.
We have to rewrite that word.
I know, right? but people, this is what they do, and they take liberties with it, and they insert their imagination into it, man, what they want to leave out or what they want to keep in, and they assume that that's what freedom is. That's what they have the freedom to do. It's like, nah, it didn't quite work that way.
No, it doesn't. And again, it's back to what I've been, it's been heavy on my head to try to get the message out to our people to say, look, you have a right to fight back. You have a right to push back. You don't have to stick your head in the guillotine on your own. It was never what it was meant to be. We can stick up for God's word. We can stick up for God's principles. We don't have to be ugly, and we can be stern and strong, but we don't have to be ugly and nasty like they are with these things, right?
Yeah, man, there's something to say about keeping the high ground, man. And, you do have a lot of people on our side that say that we got to be dirty just like them and fight dirty. It's like, no, man. The word says don't cast your pearls before pigs, man. They'll drag you in the mud and they'll tear you apart. Kind of like a paraphrase of that is don't try to argue with an idiot. They'll beat you with experience. So it's like you don't want to. People should see the difference between us. That's the thing about it. They should see the difference in how we conduct ourselves and the fruits that we bear. And the Lord instructs us to be compelling. He says, I want you to get out there and be compelling. But don't be like them. You can be just as compelling without actually acting like them. Use their tools, yes, but don't act like them.
No, when you see the videos where somebody will go out and there'll be some kind of protest, right? And there'll be a conservative, always, there's a conservative asking questions. Well, I don't understand why you believe this, and what about this? And, he never said that. And what do they do? And I won't say all people on the left do this, but every video I see, what's their response? Well, F you. You're stupid. There's never conversation. There's just words thrown. And even when they write nasties to me via email or one of the chat rooms, it's never a conversation.
Yeah.
That's how, and we shouldn't be like that. We shouldn't be doing this, calling them names of stupid. And they, just lay it out. Keep throwing fact at them. That's the way to deal with it.
Yeah, definitely. And it shows, if those things like that will resonate in the culture if one just gives it a chance. And then also you got to find out where it is that they're getting their information from and where it is that they're getting their sentiment from, and then run interference on that. It's like we were talking about earlier, when you're going to try to get somebody to stop doing something, say, no, you can't do that. It helps to really offer them something else to draw their attention. And liberals are really good at this. It's like, if you want to stop doing this, well, here's an alternative. Like, they want people to stop eating meat. Well, you better offer me something else delicious. Well, have you tried the Beyond Burger? Have you tried the Impossible Burger? You know what I'm saying? Offer them something else. And it's like, conservatives, you got to be able to do that. If you're going to tell them, no, you can't do this, you better offer them something else that comes kind of close to what you think that they shouldn't be doing. We don't really do that.
Oh, no, I love this stuff. I mean, we were out of time, but I wanted to get into Cuomo threatening to shut down New York City synagogues, because he loves Jewish and religious people so much. And anyway, tell people where they can find you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com and for my shows, The Zoloft, The Zopium Den, 20 Pound Sledge. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, people, pay attention. Stay with me, because later on, I've got somebody coming on. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet. I'm going to wait. But, Katie Hill is now doing a movie on how she was done wrong. I want to know who's playing me. That's my question. Anyway. So I'm your host. Don't go far. You'll listen to The Real Side.